Simeon Career Academy, number 21, Bibby Davis. And the quarterback from Upper Iowa University, Uno, number 1, Andre Locke. The Raiders coaching staff includes Jeff Schick, Jake Peet, Pedro Tavino, Nick Aiello, Fulton Bell, Vinny Scocco, Chad Swenson, Mike Baldwin, Caleb Quinn, Brian Erickson, Michael Kopech, Nick Quinn, and Austin Tenner. And the head coach of the Racine Raiders is a Hall of Fame player, Raider alum, Wilbert Kennedy.
Just waiting for the teams get situated for those of you that are listening on WRJN. Those of you that are on our live stream can see as they get lined up for the national anthem here tonight. And that will be introduced by Emlyn Thomas in just a moment.
We would ask that you please stand if you are able and address the flag in the northeast corner of historic Horlick Athletic Field. On Flag Day and the 250th birthday of the United States Army. And now, to honor our communities and country, performing the national anthem tonight is the daughter of former Racine Raiders player, Chewy Gonzalez Kennedy.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light, one so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watch, were so gallantly streaming. In the rocket's red glare, the bombers sting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land and of the free and the home of the brave?
Thank you, Kennedy Gonzalez.
And now we will have the coin flip in just a moment as the captains the work their way out to midfield for the coin toss. No honorary captains here tonight, so it'll just be Keith Turner out there with the teams and his crew. As he calls both teams out to midfield. Appreciate you tuning into the broadcast. As we will wait for Keith to activate his official's mic here.
All right, good afternoon, gentlemen. Okay. Welcome to Holyfield. Hope you have a safe trip here. Safe home, trip home back to Phoenix. All right. No cheap shots here. Let's keep it clean as possible. All right. People got to get up, go to work, support their families. All right. Outlaws, you are visitors. We have a heads and a tails for transparency. We have a heads and a tails. What's going to be your call? Tails is his call. It is a tails. What's going to be your choice? Okay. Outlaws won the toss. They deferred the choice in the second half. Raiders receive. Which way would you like to kick it? Okay. They kick it to the south.
Raiders will receive the kick.
Outlaws won the toss. Marzell Green extremely happy about that, as you saw him pumped up there.
Belt in his hand, too. Championship belt in his hand.
A lot on the line here tonight for Arizona. The Phoenix Outlaws looking to stay unbeaten and solidify themselves as one of the top teams in the country, making the trip all the way from Phoenix up to Racine. And of course, the Raiders, after dropping the game against the Detroit Ravens, ending their franchise best 31 game winning streak, looking to keep rolling after a big win against the Indy Bison last week, 30-2, where the defense was again very good, and we're able to get back to getting some turnovers, which is something that we didn't really see over a period of about 3 weeks there since that Michigan Bills game, Evan.
Yeah, got three sacks in the game as well, something we didn't see at all against the Ravens. The Raiders are at their best when they can get pressure on the opposing quarterback and force them into mistakes, and they didn't do that against Detroit. They haven't done that, as you mentioned, since the Michigan Bills game, but they definitely got it done last week, and they hope to do the same here tonight as well.
Ross Langer to kick off for the Phoenix Outlaws. Very good leg on Langer. I think he's the one that we're watching, kind of booting him, trying field goals from 50 yards out and with the wind at his back, and was making a couple of those. And he had the leg. Most of the ones he missed were just wide to the right.
Yeah, the distance was there. Just the direction was, accuracy wasn't. But as a kickoff, it don't matter. As long as it's go out of bounds, just kick the ball. Going to likely go through the end zone.
Dalton is back deep for Racine, a very dangerous kick returner in his own right. As we're just about ready to get this national matchup underway, Racine Raiders, Phoenix Outlaws at an original NFL field, historic Horlick Athletic Field in Racine. Thanks for tuning into the broadcast tonight as the Outlaws in their white jerseys, baby blue pants, baby blue numbers outlined in black, very readable, black helmets. On the Outlaws, Raiders in their black jerseys, silver helmets. The kick is away, and it is going to go out of the back of the end zone. We said Langer has a big leg, and he showed it there. He does have a pretty good wind at his back.
Yeah, the wind is coming pretty strong, so that definitely helped. I think you'd have a pretty good leg even without the wind, but nice kickoff, and the Raiders are starting off at the 20.
First and 10, it'll be 25 for Racine that they'll get the football here to start the first drive of the game. See if the offense can get in a groove. They've had some very good first drives over the last few weeks, but then they've just had that inopportune penalty, or last week it was the fumble and the turnover, Evan, that cost them 6 points.
Yeah, definitely got to protect the football better and finish off these drives. As you mentioned, they fumbled when they had the chance last week, and the week before they couldn't finish.
Two receivers to the left, one to the right for Andre Locke. In the backfield, the player of the week, Tom Benko, averaging just over 5.5 yards a carry. Locke takes, pitches to Benko. Benko with some traffic, a flag comes in, the ball is loose, and the Outlaws are saying that they have it. And somebody from the Outlaws does come out of the pile with it, and that's Junior Keeney. But we'll have to wait to see what the flag is here. It's in the backfield, so very good chance this is against Racine, and they are looking at the Phoenix Outlaws sideline, and they are going to decline.
Hold in. Offense, number 3. Penalties declined, and first down.
So inopportune start for Racine here, and the Phoenix Outlaws will have it deep in Raiders territory right away after the first play of the game. They're going to have it at the Racine 24-yard line. Player of the week a week ago, Tom Benko, puts it on the ground here, and it'll be Phoenix football.
Yeah, not really the play you want to run with Benko in the backfield. He's more of a in-between-the-tackle guy and power through people and punish guys. Not really a guy you want to run a toss to, and unfortunately, the ball ends up with the Outlaws.
Tyree Taylor, the 5'11", 150-pound quarterback in there for the Phoenix Outlaws. They'll have trips off to the left, one receiver to the right side. Ray Berry, 5'8", 160-pound running back out of Highland High School, to his left. Taylor takes, looking to pass, has time, throwing middle of the field, a little bit high, tipped by Danowski as he was looking for his tight end, and it's going to be incomplete and bring up a second down and 10.
Yeah, Danowski would have saw that ball a little bit sooner. He possibly comes up with that interception, but nice job by him knocking it down, not allowing the tight end to get that football.
That was Jacob Reed he was looking for. I had a nice little conversation with Mr. Reed prior to the game. Knows Ron Doherty, Racine Raiders Hall of Famer, was on the phone with him when he got here and was talking to him. Three receivers again to the left, one over to the right. That's Billy Suing, another player out of Phoenix College. In motion, Draven Taylor handing it off. Barry tries to get outside. Blockers out there, and he will be hauled down after a gain of a few. William Hogland on the tackle for Racine. He will get inside the Racine 20 down to the 18-yard line, picks up six, and leaves up a third and four.
Yeah, that left side of the Outlaws offensive line and those receivers out there did a great job giving the running back Barry some room to run, and he's able to make some guys miss and got a pretty good gain there, a gain of six there to make it a third and short.
DeAndre Dickerson out wide to the left. Taylor in the slot on the left side as they go two receivers each way here for Tyree Taylor, the quarterback. And there's going to be a false start, little bit of a twitch by one of their linemen.
False start on the offense.
68 offense. 5-yard penalty.
5-yard penalty.
Still third down.
And that is Hector Lozoya that gets flagged for that one.
Yeah, flinched a little bit there.
And it'll be a third down and 9 now for the Phoenix Outlaws. Staying out wide to the left is Dickerson. They're going to go trips over to the left, and Billy Suing, who led Phoenix College in all-purpose yards in 2014 and 15, is in single coverage on the near side of the field. 637 all-purpose yards that year. The screen pass over to the left side for Dickerson. Dickerson with blockers in front, near a first down, gets pushed back, forward progress to the 15, and think that's going to leave them just a little bit short. Decision time for the Outlaws. Going to bring up a fourth and one as we take a look at the ECU replay.
Yeah, it was a high throw, and I think the high throw there actually benefited him. And he gets a nice block by one guy, and he's able to do the rest on his own to get this fourth and one.
Elvin Turner able to wrestle him to the turf and see what the Outlaws decide to do here. Keep the offense out there, go for three, and they're going to stay out there with Taylor as they send Barry checking out of the huddle. A little bit of confusion here on the part of the Outlaws as they get ready to line up with Dickerson out to the left. Two receivers just off the line on the right side. Now they're going to move their tight end Reed over to the left side. Two backs in the backfield. And we have a whistle before the play, a delay of game.
Live game. Offense. 5-yard penalty, still fourth down.
And that may change the play call here now on a fourth down and 6.
Yeah, kicker's coming out now. I don't know if they're going to try to get the Raiders to jump there, and that's why they didn't have much urgency there. But there wasn't much urgency by the offense to try to run a play there on fourth and short.
So they will send out Langer to try this straight-on field goal. They're going to put it down, it looks like, at the 27-yard line. A 37-yard attempt. for Langer to try and give the Phoenix Outlaws the lead and get three off the turnover. Wind at his back, blowing slightly across the field from left to right. Snap is air, hold is down, kick is away, nearly blocked, and Langer puts it through. And with that, the Outlaws take a 3-0 lead on Racine, 12-24 to play here in the opening quarter. We're going to step away for 30. This is the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
Come out and visit Time and Again Music. We have a huge selection of vinyl, over 10,000 titles in stock. We've got everything. We got rock, soul, jazz, country, R&B, soundtracks. So a little of this, a little of that. Make a list every time you hear something on the radio. Have a little tiny pad of paper somewhere. Jot down a group, a song title. That way when you come in, you've got an idea of what you're looking for. I'm Ray Zirkle, owner of Time and Again Music. 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturtevant. It's a block west of the Antique School Mall.
This broadcast is copyrighted by the Racine Raiders Football Club, Inc. for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast or any pictures, descriptions, or accounts of the game without the consent of the Racine Raiders Football Club Board of Directors is prohibited. 3-0, the Outlaws turn the Benko fumble into 3 points. They take the early lead, 12-24 to play here in the opening quarter as Langer is ready to kick off and Dalton standing 2 yards back in his own end zone. Langer's kick, a high, shorter one this time. Dalton comes up on it, hauls it in at the 4 at the near hash marks. Near numbers, has a lane across the 30 and will be pushed out of bounds at the 35-yard line. Tackle made by Johnny Collier. They'll mark him at the 36, a 32-yard return, and a 1st and 10 for Racine at their own 36-yard line.
Dalton getting a chance to return one there and showing how explosive he is, giving the Raiders the ball at 36. And dude's an athlete. Anytime he gets the ball in his hands, it's a possibility he could take it the distance for a score.
Well, things can't get much worse for Racine on offense after the first play resulting in a fumble. See if they can get into a groove here on their second possession as Bibby Davis goes out wide to the right. Jack has Woodland off to the left side. Benko remains in there. He's standing behind Locke, who's working out of the pistol. Locke takes, gives to Benko again. Benko right up the middle. Benko runs into Tamir Abdullah, and he pounds his way ahead for 2 yards. The 38-yard line will bring up a 2nd down and 8.
Yeah, good job there by the Outlaws defense to limit the running lanes there for Benko, and they're only hold him to a gain of 2.
White jerseys have been in the backfield on both the plays that Racine has run offensively thus far. See if the offensive line can stand up a little bit taller here to help out Locke in this offense. Locke under immediate pressure, stiff arms the defender, and is going to be sacked. Coming in for the sack is Trumaine Smith along with Tui Muai.
Yeah, pressure immediately there. Locke didn't have a chance to get this football off. Not even sure what happened there. Just blew right past a couple, the Raider right tackle there, and then up through the guard there to finish it off, and it's going to be 3rd and very long here for the Raiders.
Loss of 19 on that one, it looks like. A 3rd and 21 officially for Racine. As you said, Michael Smith missed
timeout.
The blitzer.
Outlaws.
And Phoenix will have to take a timeout there first here in the first half. They lead 3-0. With 11:09 to play, we'll step away for 30. This is the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
Spring is here. The perfect home is waiting for you. Whether buying or selling, Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty is your trusted local expert. She'll guide you every step of finding the right home. First-time buyer? Kelly simplifies everything. Selling? She'll price it right and market it for top dollar. Need financing guidance? Kelly has trusted lender connections. Call 262-939-4687 today to start your journey. Spring markets move fast. Call Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty to find your dream home.
Coming out of the Outlaws timeout, they lead 3-0 here early on in the first quarter, not even 4 minutes in, but a 3rd and 21 for Racine as they're back at their 25-yard line. Empty backfield for Locke. pressure holds up, and it's completed to Bibby Davis, and Davis up across the 40 to the 43, picks up 18. They're going to give him credit for 19 of the yards needed, and it'll bring up a fourth down and two and see what Racine decides to do here.
Locked through that through a very tight window, too. Pretty good coverage there on Bibby Davis, but he's able to get in and make a nice catch and run there to give them a chance for a first down there, but Wodak's on for the punt.
As you see on the Educators Credit Union replay, Bibby Davis came into tonight, 8 catches for 50 yards, and several of those have been over the last couple of games. Wodak averaging 41 yards a punt. He's planted 3 inside the 20, a chance to do so here on this one as well. Draven Taylor back deep. Not sure. Don't think we have that number on the returner. Picks it up at the 14. Has a lane. Slips a tackle. And will be dragged down at the 30 by Sawyer Schick. And trying to see. There is a flag down. And don't have an 88 on our roster. We'll try and look into that.
Not sure what this flag is going to be, but play? Likely a hold. Hold or block in the back.
Looks like they're signaling hold initially against the Outlaws.
Holding. 35 white. 10-yard penalty from the end of the run. It's going to be first down white this way.
Gage Wilcox is flagged there for the Outlaws. So a nice return will be negated. They will start with it at their own 20-yard line, leading Racine 3-0 with 10:08 to play. If you're new to our broadcast, our scoreboard bug is manually controlled, so sometimes the time can get a little bit off. We'll keep you updated on that when it does happen. Taylor has 3 receivers to his left, 1 to his right, and a back behind him. He puts Taylor in motion, now back to the slot on the left side, claps the hands, hands it off, and nowhere to go for Jay Martin. Martin is whipped down. Arion Ivy on the tackle. No gain on the play. It'll be a second down and 10. Nope, they're going to actually say a loss of 1 now. So a second down and 11, the TFL for Arion Ivy as we take a look at the ECU replay.
Ivy's the one that got him down, but Hagen's got the initial contact on him to slow him up to allow Ivy there to get that tackle. Nice job by both Ivy and Hagen's to get that tackle for loss.
9.5 to go here in our opening quarter. A fumble on the first play of the game resulted in 3 points eventually for the Outlaws. That's how we've gotten to where we're at. 2 receivers left, 1 to the right, tight end on the right side of the line. Martin takes the handoff again, tries the middle, and again is stood up. Hagen's initially, ball comes out, and it's going to go right in the hands of Billy Suing. And he'll be down at the 20-yard line, so they'll end up picking up a yard on that play, and it'll bring up a third down and 10. A lot of balls on the ground early on in this one, Evan.
Yeah, ball security seems to be a problem early on, and the Raiders' defensive line running right up the middle against the Raiders, not really the place you probably want to do it. You got a tough defensive tackles there to go along with Elvin Turner and Gary Young Jr., who bring a pop to their hits as well. Not really a spot you want to try to run against this Raider defense.
Cameron Hall was the one that was able to rip the ball away from Martin, but Suing able to recover. 3rd and 10 for the Outlaws as Suing comes out to the left side. They have Dickerson out wide to the left. Check that, Suing to the right. And Taylor, Draven Taylor, slot to the left. Tyree Taylor, the quarterback. And there's some movement, a flag.
Got the right tackle, I believe.
Going to see, they're going to talk about it and see which way it should go here. As we'll hear from Keith Turner.
4th snap. False start. 74 white. 5 yards. Still 3rd down.
Michael Young flagged for that penalty for the Phoenix Outlaws. We'll make it a 3rd down and 15 with 8:11 to play here in the first quarter. They lead Racine 3-0.
Nico Lemke checking into the game for the Raiders. That's the pass rush.
Dickerson out wide to the left side. Draven Taylor over there with him. The tight end in the slot on the right side is Reed. Suing is out wide to the right. Barry in at running back to the left of Tyree Taylor, the quarterback. Taylor, long hold of the snap count. Now claps his hands, looking middle. Has some time, throwing middle. Taylor with the catch, and he'll be dragged down from behind. Very close to a first down. Forward progress is going to make it very, very close here. But looks like he's going to be just short, Josiah Gordon, on the tackle for Racine.
It's going to be a fourth and one here.
And they're going to send in their punt unit as you take a look. Good job of buying time in the pocket there, Evan, by Tyree Taylor.
Did a good job stepping up in the pocket as the pressure got there to find that open receiver. And the receiver fought hard to try to get that extra yard, just couldn't. And smart move there by the Outlaws, punting the ball here. I know you're tempted to go for it on fourth and one, but the Raiders' offense hasn't been giving you a lot of confidence so far through two possessions here, so punting is probably the best option.
Draven Taylor, the receiver that caught that, a 5'8", 145-pounder out of Mesa High School. And the punt by Reed will bounce, and Norwood trying to chase it down. It's going to go out of bounds at the 31-yard line. That'll be a 40-yard punt, no return. So a nice job there by Reed. And it will bring up a first and 10 for Racine with 6:32 to play as the Raiders look to try and get something going on offense here.
Yeah, Dalton was giving Norwood a bit of a hard time for letting that go out of bounds, but it's probably the right choice. Just let it go out. You don't want to risk touching it and missing it and keeping it in bounds and give the Phoenix Outlaws another short field or even get worse field position.
Now, if it was on a kickoff, then you get along the sideline, have a foot out of bounds, and make sure you grab that ball.
There you go.
Then it'll be the penalty for a kick out of bounds. Tom Benko remains in at running back to the right of Locke. Two receivers each way for Locke. Locke scanning, looking to his left, firing to Dylan Flores. He makes a catch, is immediately dropped at the 37-yard line by Suing. Note, check that. That was Owens, and it'll be a pickup of 6, second down and 4.
Well, it wasn't a big gain there by Flores, but what you do is at second and 4, you pretty much wide open on what kind of play call you can do here, run or throw.
8th catch of the season for the product out of the United States Army, celebrating their 250th birthday today here on Flag Day. Faking the handoff, Locke rolling to his right, under pressure, stepping up, cutting back to his left. Locke pitches it behind him to Benko, lays a block, creates some traffic, goes out of bounds at the 46-yard line. Some razzle-dazzle, and they get 9 and pick up the first down of the game for Racine.
Another play where the pass rush got there relatively quickly, so Locke had to kind of bail on the play call and pitches it back, and Benko's able to get a couple more extra yards there.
Gage Wilcox on the tackle as you look at the Educators Credit Union replay. First and 10 for Racine at their own 46-yard line. Twin receivers to the right. Hand off to Benko. Benko finds a little bit more breathing room up to midfield. He'll pick up 3, and it'll bring up a second down and 7. In on that tackle, Trumaine Smith.
A little bit better job there by Zimmerman, Nelson, and Immo giving Benko some running room there. And you saw Zimmerman late in the play trying to finish off a pancake there. Wasn't able to get the pancake, but, was trying.
Got to get the pancake house open. Jacquez Woodland in single coverage over to the right side. Cheating over is Gus Owens, the safety. Flores in motion. Handoff goes to Benko, and Benko, having a hard time getting through that line, will pick up a couple of yards. Tackle made initially by Gabe Flores. Got a little bit of help from the linebacker core. Third down and 4.
Yeah, that hole closed very quickly there for Benko.
And the Raiders snap it quickly. There's going to be a flag for too many men on the field. Locke buying time, throwing deep. Bibby Davis wide open, and the throw is underthrown. But it's still going to be a first down for Racine as they got to the line. They snapped it quickly. You'll see it here on the replay. But
there is a flag.
A little bit. The play took a little long, but they were players.
Substitution infraction on the defense. 12 men on the field, 5-yard penalty. Result of the play will be a first down.
Yeah, Locke saw Bibby Davis late. No, there's nobody back there covering him. Saw him late, and the ball just hung in the air that allowed the defensive back a chance to go back and get that. But that could have been a huge play there if he would have saw him a little bit sooner.
And part of the problem is that there is that breeze that's coming in. It says on the weather app it's only about 8 miles an hour, but that flag is whipping pretty good here on Flag Day, really trying to show itself off. Three receivers bunch just off the line on the left side. Woodland all alone on the right. Now Bibby Davis in motion into the backfield. Handoff goes to Benko, and Benko will be tripped up as he gets through the line by Tyler Molesky. He dives forward Superman style for about 3 yards. It'll bring up second down and 7 for Racine.
Keep going to the run with Benko because eventually he's going to hit a big game there. He's not been able to do it thus far, but that's kind of what they're banking on right there, that he's going to hit a huge game there and flip this field even more.
Jayshon Foster checks in for the first time in the game. Woodland will check out. Racine goes with three receivers, the right tight end on the left side of the line. For Locke, he has Benko to his left with 3:35 to play in the first quarter. Gives to Benko. Benko off right guard, and Benko finds some running room near a first down. Looks like he got 7, needed 7, and will move the chains here as we have a timeout on the field. And they do signal that it is a first down. And trying to see if a timeout was called?
I believe so. The coach came out of the field to talk to his players. So
timeout. Outlaws. Second charge timeout of the half.
We'll step away for 30 seconds. This is the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
Racine, your stories are our stories.
Stories of dedication and resilience. Of beauty and commitment.
Of good times and of bad.
For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been part of this beautiful community of stories. We can't wait to hear yours.
Visit Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine or explore our collection online at rasmussendiamonds.com.
Welcome back. Our active body fitness trivia question, since we're honoring Racine Youth Sports here tonight. What year was Racine Youth Sports, RYS, founded? Exercise is a must for anyone looking to enhance strength and endurance on the field, in the backyard, and around the house. Let the certified personal trainers at Active Body Fitness assist and guide you in perfecting your technique, improving your movement, and reducing the chance of injury to keep you on track. Stop in there on Lathrop Avenue. Give them a call. Make sure you tell them that you heard about them here on the Racine Raiders broadcast. Two receivers to the left, one to the right for Locke. New back in the backfield behind him. Gives off to Howard Triplett. Triplett breaks an arm tackle and then powers his way to the line of scrimmage. And that's all he can get, as Molesky in on the tackle for the Phoenix Outlaws, as well as Trumaine Smith.
Yeah, good job there by the Outlaws defensive line to shut that one down. Not much running room for Triplett. Made one arm tackle there, but not able to get any more, and they had the wrong ball out there. They had the Outlaw ball out, I believe. Oh. Officials timeout on the
field? No. Okay, we have an officials timeout on the field. So the Raiders, they initially signaled a first down, but then when we went away for break, they must have made it that the Raiders were about a yard short. So now it's actually a fourth down and 1 for Racine. So initial signal when we walked away, and I think that surprised the Raiders as well, and they're going to keep the offense out there kind of in no man's land with this stiff breeze into their face. And they're trying to get the clock
303.
Right. 303 on the clock is what they're asking for.
The Raiders checked in Javier Ferrasquilla on the offensive line there. Get some more beef in there.
Two receivers to the left, one off to the right. Triplet in the backfield behind Locke. Fourth down and less than a yard for Racine. And that's going to be a flag. Triplet started a little bit too early, got the lean, and it's going to move Racine back 5 yards, and this will probably bring out the punting unit.
Go!
Hey, ball. False start. Offense, number 34. 5 yard penalty. Fourth down.
And it'll be a fourth down and six now for Racine as the woes continue on offense, but they will keep the offense out there. Ball at the 39-yard line. They need to get inside the 34 for a first down, not quite to the 43-yard line. Three receivers bunched off the left side of the line. Foster in single coverage has a lot of height on the DB. Locke doesn't look that way. He's going to step up. He's in trouble, and Locke is going to be taken down. He gets back to the line of scrimmage, and it's going to be a turnover on downs. Initial contact in there came from the defensive end, Trumaine Smith, as we take a look at the Educators Credit Union replay.
Yeah, really nowhere for Locke to go. They did a good job not giving him that running lane up that middle where he was trying to escape. Would have had Triplet in the back out of the flats there. They could have got the first down, but got to wonder if not having that first down or the timeout, which we all assumed they had, kind of messed up the play calling a little bit there.
The Outlaws will go with two receivers each way for Tyree Taylor. With a back to his right to start this drive, they lead 3-0, 2:35 to play. They hand it off. And a lane over on the right side opens up for Johnny Collier as he runs out of bounds beyond the midfield marker to the Racine 49, picks up a dozen and moves the chains.
The lead blocker there did a great job turning Arion Ivy inside, giving that running lane to the wide side of the field there, and he was able to hit that corner and get that big gain.
Dickerson off to the left side, three receivers to the right as the Outlaws hurry to the line here with Tyree Taylor. Taylor hands it off, gives off to Barry. Barry with the lane up the middle, taken down by D'Angelo Morris, but he picks up eight, and it'll be a second down and two for Phoenix.
Yeah, the Outlaws do a lot of run-pass options, and the first couple plays on this drive, the Raiders are kind of struggling to stop it.
Dickerson off to the left side with Collier in the slot. Two receivers to the right side, suing in the slot on the right side. Barry to the right of Taylor. Taylor gives to Barry. Barry, a nice little stutter step. He'll have the first down to the Racine 36-yard line. Gains five, resets the chains for Phoenix with a minute and a half to play in our first quarter.
Didn't need a lot to get the first down. Ended up getting five, and it's keeping those chains moving as the Raiders are making additional substitutions on defense with the defensive line.
Got Lemke out there. Got Hagans in the middle along with Goodwin. Hall on the right side at defensive end. Taylor, screen pass to Suing. Suing with blockers, but blowing through that for Racine is Gary Young Jr. First time we've had a chance to call his name. No gain, second down and 10.
Yeah, Gary Young Jr. did a great job of blowing that up. And first time they ran it, they got a good gain on it. This time the Raiders are ready for it, and they get it blown up almost immediately to force the second and 10.
They come to the line at the Racine 36-yard line. Nice drive here by the Phoenix Outlaws. About 30 seconds left to play in our first quarter. They lead 3-0. Dickerson off to the left side. He's joined over there by Collier. Out to the right side is Gwynn, normally a defensive back for him. Taylor claps the hands. Raiders come on a blitz. Ivy timed it just right, And he'll take down Taylor back at the 45-yard line, a loss of 9. And it'll bring up a third down and 19 as we take a look at this one.
Raiders kind of lucked out there. No flags were thrown. Look at they jumped in the neutral zone early, and I think the Outlaws thought they had a free play there.
And that takes us to the end of the first quarter.
Yeah, Phoenix they should have had a free play.
Phoenix Outlaws with a 3-0 lead over the Racine Raiders. We'll be back in 1 minute. This is Racine Raiders football on the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
Do you ever feel like something's missing, like you're meant to give back but don't know where to start? At Our Harmony Club, you can make a real difference in the lives of older adults just by sharing your time. Whether you love to cook, craft, lead games, or simply brighten someone's day, Our Harmony Club needs you. Volunteer once a week or more and discover the joy of giving and receiving. Visit ourharmonyclub.org to learn more. That's ourharmonyclub.org to volunteer.
Racine, welcome to the tropics, right on Durand Ave. At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, they're blending smoothies your way. Add-ins like protein, collagen, and even the perfect sweetness level. It doesn't stop at smoothies. Fuel up with toasted wraps, sandwiches, or go hazelnuts for the tropic bowls. Try the acai with Nutella, or power up with their peanut butter protein crunch bowl. 32 grams of protein and major vacation vibes in every bite. Now open at 6035 Durand Ave. Made to order, made for you. Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Vacay starts here.
Start of the second quarter, 3-0. The Phoenix Outlaws lead. They have the football at the Racine 45-yard line, a third down and 19.
Well, they were getting on Turner a little bit out of this timeout of the quarter, wondering why they didn't throw a flag on that one.
Empty backfield here for Taylor, and now we have a timeout before the play because I think there's a little issue with the chains as they're trying to pull them tight over along the sideline.
Had an issue with them last week, too. 2 weeks in a row, we have chain issues.
Got to get those digital chains.
Yeah.
Well, they were talking about that in baseball. There was like a ball that was called foul that was actually fair. Like, was it last night, a couple nights ago? And they're like, why doesn't baseball have what tennis has, where you could get it right every single time if it was foul? And so that was the talk. And I know for football, they've been talking about that digital line for first downs. We get it on TV. It's not perfect. But how can they, you know, can they do that with the first down markers so that you sit there and you have you can get the gauge and have the line and have it automatically tell you whether it was a first down without having to bring the chains around.
Check. Shoulder pads check. Knee free checking. You betcha.
3-0 the lead for the Phoenix Outlaws. Racine fumbled on their first play of the game, and the Outlaws were able to get a field goal out of that after a couple of penalties. They've had a couple of penalties that pushed them back and probably kept them from maybe getting more on that opening possession for them.
Yeah, definitely. The penalties did hurt the Outlaws on their first offensive series, and the Raiders offense continuing to be in a bit of a funk here, not getting sustained drives here. They're able to do it last week, but consistency has been the issue.
Yeah, they had a nice win last week against the Indy Bison. But again, against the Bison, the defense stepped up and they were able to get the turnovers, Evan, that helped set the offense up with short fields that then they were able to end up being able to turn those into some points.
Oh, they got the chains ready.
So empty backfield here for Tyree Taylor. Three receivers off to the right side on a third down. It's going to be a third and 14. Correct what we said. Taylor, quick pass behind Reed. He tried to haul it in with one hand and was unable to do so, and that will bring up a fourth down for the Outlaws and see what they decide to do here. Looks like they're going to bring in the punting unit to try and back Racine up deep. It'll be Dalton and Norwood back for Racine to return, both very dangerous returners.
Yeah, being fourth and 14, got to punt it. I know it's kind of in no man's land here, outside of your kicker's range. Might be a little too far in to punt, but with this fourth and 14, Well, you gotta punt here and hope you can pin them deep. As again, the offense has not shown they can consistently move the ball.
Well, we didn't know who the punter was for them because in the two games we saw, three games, they didn't punt. Reed's punt is going to hit at the 22-yard line and take an Outlaws bounce and will be downed at the 11-yard line. So a 34-yard punt with no return. And Racine will be starting this drive at their own 10-yard line, trying to get something going here in this one as they are trailing 3-0 in a defensive battle. The lone score came off of a turnover by the Outlaws on the first play of the game by Racine.
Yeah, smart job there by the Outlaw defender to just pick the ball up after he downed it. Corey Dalton kind of lurking there, waiting to see what was going to happen. If he would have just touched it and left it there, my guess is Dalton would have tried to pick it up and run with it.
Crowd starting to fill in here. It's been a very active crowd here tonight. Twin receivers to the right, one receiver to the left. Now Graf going in motion. Locke, a miscommunication. He's just going to throw it at the feet of two different receivers, and he gets pushed to the turf a little bit late there and maybe takes a little bit of exception to it. It'll bring up a second down and 10.
Yeah, good job throwing the ball at the feet of the receiver, but the almost had illegal man downfield there. If he would have had an additional umpire role, what we see typically in college and high school, the umpire would have threw a flag there for illegal man downfield.
Now a flag. I wonder if there's a flag out. They threw
a man downfield.
They did get it.
Number 67, Black.
That was a late flag, and they flagged Chenault Carey for that. So it'll, instead of a second and 10, it'll be a first and 15 for Racine back at the 5-yard line or just outside the 5.
Yeah, I don't know if there was miscommunication there with Heron and Locke, but Locke went to turn and Heron went the other direction and just kind of blew everything up.
Racine back at their 6-yard line as the clock winds in. First and 15. Heron to the right of Locke, working out of the pistol. Graf, the tight end, on the right side of the formation. Single wideouts each way for Locke, working in his end zone under immediate pressure, throwing it out for in the area of Heron. It's going to fall incomplete. And bring up there's a flag in the secondary.
Flag down.
Pressure is getting on Locke constantly today.
Holding. Number 16, White. 10-yard penalty. First down.
Eddie Fluker flagged for that, and that is a freebie he gives Racine with the down and distance they were at, Evan.
Yeah, it definitely helps the Raiders out here. It's going to get them going to give them a first down here. It's an automatic first down and huge break there for the Raiders, as I don't know how Locke was able to get that ball out of there in the first place.
Hand off to Heron. Heron right up the middle is able to pound his way forward up to the just about the 20-yard line. We'll give him credit for 4. It'll be a second down and 6 for Racine.
He'll check into the game, looks like, for MO.
As soon as he got off the field, two receivers to the left, one to the right. I formation or single back behind Locke. Hand off to Heron.
Ball's on the
Heron
ground.
Put the ball on the turf. And it is again recovered by the Outlaws. And not sure. I don't think that we have that number on our roster either. Looks to be 73. And another turnover by Racine. See if we got that Educators Credit Union replay. Nope, a little bit late. Thanks, Nick. That was really helpful. Nick Atta, our producer. So again, the Phoenix Outlaws deep in Racine territory at the Raiders 21-yard line with another turnover. Two receivers each way for Tyree Taylor. He has Jay Martin off his right hip. Taylor lofting it up, looking for Dickerson, and good coverage by Corey Dalton. It's incomplete. It'll bring up a second down and 10.
Yeah, Dalton ran him out of bounds and then just let him go there as couldn't touch the ball. Couldn't be the first one to touch it anymore. Good coverage there by Dalton. Man coverage, press at the line, and just did a great job staying with them.
As we take a look at the Educators Credit Union replay. Breaking out to the right, Manny Collier. Three receivers bunched on the left side with Martin in the backfield with Tyree Taylor. Taylor takes, fakes the handoff to Martin, and Hall is going to bring him down, but he got him by the face mask to do it, and it's going to be a 15-yarder against Racine as we take a look at this. As see the
personal
fake handoff.
Foul, face mask. Have to get on. 26 black. Have to distance to the goal.
It was 46, Cameron Hall. So they were at the 22-yard line, 21-yard line. So put it down to about the 11 or the 13.
Kind of difficult there for a safety to get a face mask there as he's down the field.
So a first and 10 now at the 13 of Racine. Two receivers to the right, two to the left here for Taylor. He has Martin off his right hip, and now we have another stoppage of play.
Or chain issues.
Perhaps they've got to switch them again. They're flip-flopping the chains. I don't know. Well, they have second down on there. So they're talking about what this should be right now.
Grand Appliance.
Keith Turner.
Family-owned appliance retailer.
Or are they just waiting? No, they're just waiting for the chains to stretch out. Something's going on with the chains where they have to flip them depending which way they're going. So not sure what's going on with the chains down there, but that's what has happened each time thus far. So a first and 10 at the 14-13 of Racine for Phoenix. Working off of another Raiders fumble that they recovered. Twin receivers each way. Martin takes the handoff. Martin tries to find some running room, nowhere to go. In on the tackle, Gary Young, along with Higgins. He gets back to the line of scrimmage. It'll bring up a second down and 10.
Young got him around the waist. Higgins finished it off, and nice job up front by this Raider defense. This is a time where the Raiders defense could definitely use a turnover of their own, punch the ball out, get an interception, just do something to flip this momentum a little bit. To get some confidence and excitement here at Horlick Field.
Yeah, the crowd is waiting. They came in. The crowd was ramped up tonight. They were very participatory, but they have not had anything to cheer about here. Dickerson off to the left, single coverage, safety help from Burton over the top. Three receivers to the right for Tyree Taylor. Taylor, quick little screen pass, hits Manny Collier, and Collier gets out of a tackle by Turner, and then three black jerseys, including Burton and Ivy, end up escorting him out of bounds. It's going to go for a loss of a yard and bring up a third down and 11 for the Phoenix Outlaws.
Not typical of Turner to not be able to finish the tackle. Not sure if the cast on the hand had anything to do with that, but great job by the guys in black to finish off and get to that football and finish off the play without any positive yards.
Yeah, he's got that club he's wearing from breaking his hand a few weeks ago. As Collier goes off to the right side. Three receivers bunched on the left side here for the Phoenix Outlaws. 11 and a half to play in the first half. They lead 3-0. High snap, and able to jump on it as Taylor going backwards as he's able to get on it at the 25-yard line. And that will bring up a 4th and 21, and they'll send out the kicking team as we take a look at this on the ECU replay.
Yeah, plenty of leg going the other direction with the wind at his back. We'll see what he can do with it in his face. But we had the opportunity for a big play by the defense and the quarterback able to jump on it.
Yeah, the Phoenix Outlaws have put the ball on the ground a couple of times. Racine has not been able to recover. That's the difference in this game thus far. This will be a 41-yard attempt going into the wind for the kicker, Langer, trying to extend the lead to 6-0 with about 10.5 to play in the first half. Snap is there, hold is down, kick is away, and it is no good. Boots it wide to the left, and the Raiders defense holds with 10:20 to play here in the first half. Now, can the offense get something going here, Evan? They'll have it out at the 31-yard line, first and 10.
Yeah, Langer pushing it wide. That was the one issue he did have in pregame warm-ups. A bunch of them ended up going a little bit wide to the right or wide to the left. But it's a big job here by the offense now. They've been stuck in quicksand here. It's time to get out of the quicksand and make a nice drive here to put points on the board.
And Langer, he missed him to the right, going towards the south uprights. That one he missed to the left, to the north, which is the way that the wind is blowing a little bit across the field here. Three receivers to the right, tight end on the left side of the formation for Locke. Benko back in there at running back for Racine. Raiders trailing 3-0 with 10:20 to play here in the first half. Benko takes it, goes off of left tackle, is able to slip a tackle, and dives ahead to the 34-yard line, picks up 3. It'll be a 2nd down and 7 for Racine.
Benko able to get a few extra yards there to make it a 2nd and 7. But the big thing is the offensive line needs to do a much better job of giving Locke time to throw the football. He's not getting much time when they do decide to throw, and the running game's not getting much either on the ground.
Same formation here for Racine. Locke takes, hands it off to Benko, and Benko is met in the backfield. Not even a chance to get going. Tui Muai back there, and he'll drop him for a loss of 4, 3rd and 11.
See the Educators Credit Union replay here to see what happened. And once again, just the quickness from the defensive line from the Outlaws got into the backfield too quickly here before the Raiders could do anything with this ball.
David Satterfield was in the backfield as well. Two white jerseys were back there. 3rd and 11 for Racine at their own 30-yard line now. Twin receivers each way for the Raiders. Fake the handoff. Locke looking to pass. Throwing deep middle for Bibby Davis. It's tipped and intercepted. What an interception by Tavion Warner at the Racine there at their own 38-yard line as we take a look at this one again.
Looking for Bibby Davis here and just didn't put enough on it. And nice, great play by Warner to get that interception.
Just to hold on to that ball, tipped it, and then to hold on to it like he did going to the turf. What a great play by Warner. Another turnover by Racine, their 3rd of the game here in the first half. 9:01 to play. They trailed just 3-0. It seems like this is going to be a game where the defense is going to need a score here, Evan.
Yeah, 62 yards of total offense combined between both teams currently, so definitely.
Three receivers to the left, one off to the right for Tyree Taylor. He has a back standing behind him. I believe that's Barry. Taylor takes, hands it off to Barry. Barry tries the middle of that Raiders line, and Elvin Turner in there to drive him back along with Haggins. It'll be a loss of a yard, 2nd down and 11.
Turner able to finish that tackle off there, not going to get off him twice, and he buries his man to the ground along with Haggins and forcing another tackle for loss for the Raiders.
8.5 minutes to play here in our second quarter. 3-0, the Phoenix Outlaws lead. It was the first play of the game for Racine, a fumble by Benko. Outlaws recovered. They were able to eventually turn it into three. They also have a missed field goal off of a fumble. Taylor with time, looking deep, pulls it down, throwing middle of the field. He was looking for Dickerson. Dalton in on coverage with him, and it'll bring up a third and 11 as the throw was behind him.
The way that ball left his hand, I wonder if somebody got a hand on that football as it left his hand or hit his hand, because that was more of a shot put than an actual quarterback throw.
Starting to get a little chilly here at historic Horlick Athletic Field. Sun going down. Could use some of that 106-degree Phoenix heat if they could borrow, like, just 6 degrees, 7 degrees. Make it a nice 99 in Phoenix and give us a few of those. One of the things with starting so early, I haven't been able to wear shorts to a game yet.
I just decided to wear them. I've had enough.
Trips bunched off the left side of the line for Tyree Taylor, one receiver to the right. Taylor looking to the left, now to the right. He's going to dump it off to the back, coming out of the backfield. And Gary Young will escort him out of bounds. That was Marzell Green. And it'll bring up a fourth down for the Outlaws as they pick up three. It'll bring up a fourth and 8.
You got a punt here for the Outlaws because the way the offensive of both teams have been moving the ball, this is going to be a